Well, President Obama travels to Oso, Washington tomorrow to view the devastation from the recent mudslide and meet with families that were affected by the disaster. It has been 1 month now since the deadly landslide killed 41 people. Four remain missing. And meanwhile, the struggle to get things back to normal in Oso and in the nearby town of Darrington continues after the landslide wiped out the highway between those two communities northeast of Seattle. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Carolyn Adolph of KUOW is in Darrington and has our story.
The television trucks are gone now, and with them, the reporters. The new faces in town are FEMA officials, setting up shop after President Obama's disaster declaration a week after the slide. At the grocery store, the clusters of people who gathered in the early days for comfort and information have had to go back to work. But going to work is a totally different business now. The one road that made it possible to live in Darrington and work elsewhere is gone. Commuters are not the only ones struggling with the loss of Highway 530. Randy Ash is the town's grocer. He's been having problems with suppliers.
In the first week, we start getting phone calls of people wanting to, instead of make that trip twice a week, they would just want to make it once a week.
There have been shortages of milk and eggs. Some of his shelves are bare. His real concern is for the summer. That's when he makes the profit he needs to get through the winter.
And so that's why it's real imperative to get that highway open back up.
Everyone here is living with the consequences of the road closure. The drive from Darrington to Oso used to take a few minutes, and it was easy to get on a highway from there to jobs in Seattle's northern suburbs. Since the slide, it's about 2 hours more each way. And that has a cost, so these people are lined up waiting for donated gas cards at the community center. It used to be a place for basketball and town get-togethers. Now it's a base for the Red Cross.
I work for Target in Marysville, so it's 170 miles round trip.
This is Diane Reese. That drive is three times longer and more costly than it used to be. She's waiting for her gas card.
This is the only option we have. It's either this or we don't have food on our table or we don't pay our utilities. So what's your choice?
Officials told the community that Highway 530 may not be open until this fall. Reese and her friend Angel Justice say with all the damage, they're not sure they believe it.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, me too.
That's why Reese is focused on a new possibility, a gravel utility road that's been extended to create a bypass. Access is tightly controlled.
There are people in town that have passes to use that road. So how that's determined, I don't know.
She says she's a local. It should also be for her. Wade Morgan works on the Oso side of the slide. He's a sous chef at a restaurant here, and he commutes in every morning from Darrington.
I live 2.5 miles on the other side of the slide, and I work 1 mile on this side of the slide.
Now it's a two-hour drive, and he knows exactly what it costs.
So I work all day for $130, but I spend almost half of it, or more than half, for the gas to get here.
The waitresses make less than he does. The restaurant lets them bunk for days at a time, but they have children and husbands who work at the lumber mill in Darrington.
Now they're up there paying for daycare, somebody to watch the kids so they can come down here and work. And it's a tragedy all the way around.
Being allowed to use the access road would relieve the pressure. But it's not a road built for traffic. Crews have reinforced it, but it's a single-lane gravel road. I'm about halfway along it now, escorted by a Seattle police spokesman. We pass a landscape of mud dotted with backhoes and work crews. Orange and yellow are the only colors here besides brown. Sergeant Sean Whitcomb says this road will not be open to the public until crews have completed their search for those missing.
And they've got measured progress. There's confidence that we're almost there.
The van is stopped where we can see the scale of the destruction. Sean Whitcomb.
Yeah, a landslide is truly an understatement. It really does have more of the appearance of a unique geological event.
Above us, the mountain is sheared away. Trees lie below it like fallen dominoes. From there, it's a mile of chewed up cars, trees, and belongings, right to the edge of the access road. People who drive this will be reminded every day. When the 530 finally opens, they'll see it from there, too.
I think it's hard for some people to remember just how huge a devastated area there is.
This is Michelle Lundquist. She works at the Darrington Library. Her husband is one of the supercommuters, driving 5 hours a day. They've had an offer from a friend with a home nearer his work to come sleep there.
But with everything that's been happening and just friends that we've lost and stuff, he just wants to be home every night.
He wants to be part of his community while it's going through this crisis. Lundquist, like her neighbors, has a huge stake in getting any road back. But she says she can wait for the last victim to be found.
I think there's still enough people who would really like a little more time. Just a little more time. We're not talking weeks and weeks. Just a little more time to try.
Then this community can get on with whatever normal can be after this slide. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Adolph in Darrington.